Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Into the book.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You right here at WCWP.org. And we're just going to get right back to Peter because I know that he wants to wrap up one part and then we're going to talk all about the book.
Okay, so when you go into a nursing home, Medicare pays for day 1 to 20, 100% Medicare pays for that. But now once day 21 to day 100 comes, Medicare only pays 80%. So either you're going to pay the other 20% out of your pocket or some union programs are good if you had worked for a union or a spouse had worked for a union previously where they pay the other 20%, but that's far and few between. Mm-hmm. And then once you get to day 101, that's when you have to pay out of your pocket and spend down so that you can go into Medicaid and become a ward of the state. So now you're a patient or resident of the nursing home, and this is where my book comes in, How a Nursing Home Works. So basically my book, I go through each department of the nursing home, and I talk about how information flows through each department. And this is, in other words, the operation the operations of a nursing home, which have been guided by the laws and regulations which have developed since the advent of Medicare back in 1965. Mm-hmm. Essentially, there's a lot of good information. It's a book for people who are students in high school or college who want to work in healthcare and a nursing home. Whether they be want to be nurses or physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, what have you, any of the allied health professions. It's good for the family member of a loved one in a nursing home. It's good for a resident in a nursing home to find out what's going on, what's all this paperwork, because mm-hmm. there's loads and loads of paperwork yes. in nursing homes. And it's good for people who work in a nursing home to find out more about their department, especially if they're a newer person in the nursing home, to find out more about what goes on in their department and what goes on in other departments. You know, you could be a nurse working the graveyard shift from 12 to 8 in the morning, and that's it. You're the head nurse, RN, and you may be the only RN in the whole nursing home, but yet you have to know a little bit about housekeeping and maintenance and how to fix that leaky faucet if you can, or wait for maintenance the next day to fix the faucet. So it's good for, it's a book that's good for everyone who has anything or has
it's like, sounds like all the dirty little secrets, but not in that great way to
So
explain it.
It's a book for those who want to know what should be going on in their cell. Because as I've said before, a lot can go wrong in a complex system. And nursing homes are the most complex system there is going. Even more so than, say, assisted living. And, of course, you have different levels of assisted living. You have the luxury assisted living, like Atria. Well, Atria, the Engel Berman Group.
Right. So we're familiar with assisted living. There's all different levels and ranges. They're very expensive, and they're, you know.
But there's also Medicaid assisted living. And there's only two of those in Suffolk County. You go to Brooklyn or Queens, and there's like 50 or 60 of them.
Right.
And that's sort of the secret that hasn't been out that many people know, that there is a Medicaid-assisted living.
Right.
And it costs like $43 a day compared to like 200-something a day for one of the luxury assisted livings.
You just decide I want to go into the $42 a day one, or does somebody decide that for you?
It's a combination, really. It's all based on the abilities of daily living. Can you get up out of bed by yourself? Can you mobility yourself to the bathroom? Can you dress yourself? Can you feed yourself? Can you toilet yourself? You have the abilities of daily living, and if it's such a point where one or two of those you can't do anymore and you have to have someone help you, well, you know, can your family help you? And if they can't, well, then maybe it's best you go to an assisted living. Out in Suffolk County, you have to know the system because there's only two Medicaid assisted living facilities. One is Woodhaven, and the other one is down in Medford on Patchogue Mount Sinai Road. But you have to know about these things in order to get into them. But like I say, if you go to Brooklyn or Queens, there's like 50, 60 of them.
Unfortunately, too, when people have to decide, make these decisions, it's usually at the worst time. You're becoming more frail. You can't keep up the house. And then you're, you know, exposed to, well, did you, you know, you have to look into your finances. So it's very, very good to plan for this day. Hopefully
ahead
it won't happen. And the other one thing I want to say about nursing homes and assisted living facilities, people want to be near their family. So if they're, though there are all these great places in Brooklyn, if you're living out in Patchogue, you know, it's certainly, and your family's there, there's not going to be those daily visits. So that's, you know, one of the things to consider too.
Right. Today's situation is that the government doesn't want to pay, so they're pushing the assisted living facilities because they're trying to decrease the use of nursing homes, and they've actually closed a lot of nursing homes. Here in New York State, they've closed 26 nursing homes since 2008. And they're pushing. In 2004, there was the assisted living bill in the assembly. But they didn't want to have too many, being that they wanted to push people, the lesser people in nursing homes, push them towards assisted living so that the government doesn't have to pay for them to be in a nursing home, and it's private pay in assisted living or long-term care insurance, which few people have taken advantage of. And some of those programs have folded up, but there's still some out there. And then in 2008, they redid the assisted living bill. So when they were doing the assisted living bills in 2008 and 2004, they didn't want to be too, they didn't want to have too much regulation over assisted living because they wanted people to drift in that direction and not towards the nursing home direction. But if you're sort of sick enough and have enough disabilities, then you really do need a nursing home.
Right.
You know, and as I say, all through the country, states have been getting rid of their nursing homes. Minnesota has gotten rid of 41, Illinois gotten rid of 20 nursing homes, Massachusetts 15 in the last year and a half. Maine 8. I could go on and on, but
when you say they've gotten rid of them, does that mean that there's not enough customers? I mean,
no. They've just closed them.
For what reason?
For example, there was the John J. Foley Nursing Home out in Suffolk County, which was owned by the county. It was built by the county, around in the early 90s. And it was costing Suffolk County government like $11 million a year. They had to dump into it because the Medicare and Medicaid rates are decreased such to the point that these nursing homes, they're losing money. And especially out in the Midwest, out in farmland, you have young kids, you know, they go away to college, they never come back. So just like here on Long Island, kids go away to college, never come back to Long Island. Same with the farmland. Mm-hmm. And so they're short of workers in nursing homes out in the Midwest. And not only that, but with the reduced reimbursements, the owners can't operate the nursing homes. So I give this analogy. The Protestants have gotten out of the business here on Long Island. The Catholics, CHS, they want to get out of the business.
Nursing home.
Yeah, the nursing home business, right.
Not hospitals, right.
Right. And even friends of mine who are Jewish, Reform and conservative, they're getting out of the business, but who's buying in? And it's the Orthodox and Hasidic Jews. And they've been bringing in diamond money from South Africa and Europe coming to this country and buying up nursing homes like crazy. But now they're feeling the pinch, and they're complaining too about the reduced reimbursements. So, it's not looking good for nursing homes,
Just so you know, we have about 3.5 minutes
Okay.
left.
So, you know, what's going to happen? You know, because the baby boomers are getting older.
Yeah.
More of them are going to need more nursing homes. So, eventually, they're going to have to be newer nursing homes built. It's going to cost us a lot of money. The millennials and people younger than that, they're going to be, it's going to be on their backs, the taxation, you know, to take care of their elders.
And it's going to be huge because the population is going to be, the majority of the population is going to be over 60.
That's right.
So it's going to be a big bill. So where can somebody get this book?
Amazon.com,
okay.
BarnesandNoble.com,
okay.
Barnes & Noble stores. It's
okay.
going to be in over 50 bookstores across the country.
Right.
I'm going to have a website coming up soon.
I noticed you have volume one on there.
Right.
Is there a reason for that?
Yes, because basically my book, this book, How a Nursing Home Works, is about the daily operation of a nursing
mm-hmm.
home. So everything we talked about in the first segment and now, except for my book, will be going into volume two.
Okay.
So maybe just some quick tips
yes.
that this book has. You want to, especially in this hot, humid weather, you want to stay hydrated for your brain and your kidneys to keep them functioning. There's a formula in my book. It's your body weight in kilograms times 30 equals the cubic centimeters of water-based fluids that you should be drinking. So in other words, someone who's 70 pounds, they should be drinking or taking in like 1 liter of water-based fluids. Someone who's 140 pounds, 2 liters
wow,
of fluid.
That's a lot of water.
Someone who's 210 pounds, 3 liters
mm-hmm.
of water-based fluids. And another tip, cranberry juice. Drink cranberry juice for your urinary tract to prevent urinary tract infection, because people who lay in bed all the time, they tend to get urinary tract
mm-hmm.
infections. And the scientists have been trying to find out what's going on in cranberry juice, and basically it coats the urinary tract so that germs cannot adhere to the tissue of the urinary
oh,
tract
okay.
and cause an infection, whether it be a
that
virus or a germ,
right.
you know, a bacteria.
So it's like pure cranberry. There's so many different varieties of cranberry juice. It's very hard to find the real thing. I just want
mm-hmm.
you to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically any cranberry
right.
juice.
Right, okay.
You know, basically any cranberry juice does the job.
Well, Peter, we are coming up to the last
okay.
minute.
And also take a fiber drink to keep your stools loose and moving.
It's always about fiber on this show, let me tell you.
right.
It's your audience. They know
right.
about fiber. If it's the one thing we know, right? It always comes out to that. Peter, thank you so much for coming. It's just, there's just endless information. That was,
yeah.
you know, definitely have you back to talk
yeah.
about some other specific things.
Just quickly, the nursing homes are leaving the RUG system and they're going to a patient-driven payment model where physical therapy and occupational therapy isn't going to be making the money it has been
okay.
over the past 35 years or so.
All right, so we'll have to get people to get the book to get this education because
right.
we have 20 seconds
right.
left.
And
thank
it's all
you.
About quality of care. That's
quality
how they're
of
being
care.
Surveyed
Absolutely.
Now and
Absolutely.
Judged.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Project Independence in You right here at WCWP.org. We will be back after Old Time Radio at 11:30.